Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Right.
Seems like it's heaven in the twisted nightmare. It's so hot in here. What's with this jacket? No scissors with the locks and changes. Riding my brain is driving me more insane. No, not here. They might hear you in my head. I've done everything you said. It's got me here and now I'll pay. I'm dumb dead. I hate this phony box and all these windows with the locks and the bars of scars. My heart's turning callous and barred. Oh, sweet. My friend all came to visit. Could not believe it. Saw me restrained and trying not to lose it.
Mine and no longer yours. Go into your mommy and daddy's room and grab the bottles. All right, and we are back. So, how about we go into a track by Malachi Macabre? How about we go into Damien Zygote, Follow the Crows, 256.
All right.
And we are back, so how about we go into some motherfucking ICP about what's a serial killer?
If I was a serial killer, they would find all my victims' heads in funky-ass gas station toilets. And if I was a serial killer, I would be strange and deranged, and I would never change. If I was a serial killer, I'd be known as the smoker, 'cause I would cut off and smoke all of their hair. If I was a serial killer, I would sleep on broken glass and thumbtacks, and I would smoke mad crack.
First thing I would do would be to kill a couple hotties. They'd always get some mustard up decapitated bodies. Jumped on state police law just before dawn to let them know my ritual had begun. I crack a 40 with the devil, tell him dig me a hole, 'cause I'm coming when I die and tell that I'm in control. This is if I was a serial killer, and though I ain't, but if I was, I'd do my walls of blood red with blood paint. As if I was a serial killer, and though I ain't, but if I was, I'd never stop, because I know that I can't.
If I was a serial killer, I would drive a black van, and I would ride around the college campus. And if I was a serial killer,
my lights off, this time I'm here to say I wear human bones around my neck and have my ceremony. Then go back upstairs and microwave some macaroni. You know it's all up in my trunk, so don't ask me to pop it. Once I get out to my cabin, then I'll finally unlock it. This is if I was a serial killer, and no I'm not, but if I was, I'd snap a photo once they die on the spot. This is if I was a serial killer, and no I'm not, but if I was, I know that I can't, so I would never stop, never stop, never stop.
And I don't know myself anymore,
and I don't know who I am anymore,
and I don't know who to be anymore,
and I don't know who I am anymore,
and I don't know what to think anymore,
and I don't know who I am anymore.
That I am strange and deranged,
and I don't know who I am anymore,
and I will never change.
I wanna hold up this title.
bury all my special projects underneath the garden in my grandmother's backyard. And if I was a serial killer, I would be strange and deranged, and I would rock my hatchet chain.
Ah, motherfuckers, apparently we back and I'm back as well. Fucking, yeah, my cousin needs a cheese, so, yeah, so I had to bring it down like a fucking thing of cheese.
What the fuck? So that was your disappearance, because your cousin needed cheese.
Only because of the fact, you know, her son will not sleep unless he has, like, a fucking grilled cheese, like, before bed. And they had absolutely no cheese, and he was, you know, whining about it.
Jeez, whiny kids.
Yeah. But, anyways, of course, I'm back last night. You know, of course, I wasn't here because I had to work this morning. But, yeah, I got to work tomorrow, fucking grand opening. But I ain't got to be there till 1 p.m., so I might have to be sleeping in. But to D.C., the Dickless Conundrum, use a bitch. Because, motherfucker, you were also one of the reasons why we got in trouble with Strange. Because your dumbass decided, you know, get up and call in instead of asking questions. You just fucking start freestyling, which, you know, which of course apparently pissed off. I don't know if it pissed off fucking Rich, but it pissed off his managers. So from here on out, anytime we have interviews and motherfuckers want to start fucking spitting, ain't happening. You will get booted off the fucking show because, you know what, because that was definitely a professional on our part. Well, on DC's part, because of the fact, you know, he should have known better.
Yep.
But, but of course, you know, fucking, like I told you, like I told Ghetto yesterday, you know, fucking, I talked to Corey, you know, everything's fucking, straightened out, everything's worked out to where, pretty much, you know, we will have future interviews with Strange, but at the moment, we will probably be holding off interviews with them for the next couple tours.
Basically, for a couple years, like at least a year or so, right?
No.
I mean, they have their tour coming up right now, the Summer of Strange, whatever, like that tour. And
yeah,
then probably, you know, until the next tour comes around, so probably at least two tours in.
Yeah, but it's not going to be like a year.
Yeah, good point.
But, like I said, DC, next time you want to call for an interview, man, you better ask questions, because you're going to sit there and freestyle being like, oh, and you pull a cursed, I'm a music artist. And start fucking freestyling, your ass will be booted off the fucking show because we ain't having it.
Exactly. Kind of like when Big Homie called in at the start of the show today and I kicked him off the show.
Yep. I mean, because you know what? Honestly, you know, like, I understand, you know, where they're coming from, especially with that part. I mean, because the fact, you know, the artists are, you know, calling in, you know, for interviews, you know, for something that's to be professional, but, you got to look at how we do. I mean, you know, we treat every interview that we do professionally, but at the same time, we make it so that way, you know, the artists can have fun, you know, and just, you know, and just relax. You know, I mean, let's put it this way, you know, like, we ask serious questions, yes, but just, and at the same time, you know, we ask, you know, like, a few, like, you know, random weird questions, you know, just so that way, you know, it's not, like, all, like, serious, you know, like, the artists can have fun with the interview. You know, like especially like with answers and stuff like that. But, you know, it's like when a caller, and you know what, and this is, my, and, you know, I'm going to take blame for this as well, because it's like, you know, the minute he started doing it, you know, I should have either muted him or just booted him off the fucking show. But, I mean, you know, But it's like, you know, when artists call in, you know, they, you know, they're expecting an interview. Not motherfuckers, you know, really start fucking freestyling because, you know, trying to pass over a mic in a way like a fucking demo to them. Be like, hey, check me out, and be like that. Nah, you know, if you want to do that shit, you know, do that, you know, do it on a fucking meet and greet or something like that. Like, you know, do that, like, you know, on your own time when it's not an interview, when it's not something like, you know, because honestly, and, you know, and even Corey said this, you know, fucking, you know, I mean, you know, Corey, you know, of course, you know, we're still cool with him, you know, he's still cool with us, but, you know, he felt disrespected because of the simple fact of what happened with that. And, you know, I understand. I completely understand. I mean, and at, you know, at the same time, you know, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, we asked Rich, you know, like we told Rich, you know, like, you know, like when he mentioned, you know, the fact, you know, he was told, I mean, yeah, it was like an hour and a half into it, you know, when he said, you know, when he told us, you know, that, you know, he was going to be up on here for like an hour, hour and a half, like maybe 30 minutes at that. And, you know, yep. And we should respect that and, you know, and let him go. But we didn't. You know, that was our bad. And, you know, and of course, you know, like Corey said, you know, like, he felt disrespected because, you know, like, he felt like, you know, he got screwed by it. And, of course, you know, that ain't going to happen again. You know, if we have an artist coming up on here, and, like, especially in the near future, which is strange, and, you know, and they have to have, like, a certain time limit, yo. Straight up and simple, we will ask at least 10 questions at the most. You know, people call in, you will get one question each, and then once that 3 minutes is up, you're done. You know, the interview will be done, and, you know, and the show, you know, what does it go on to be in just a show where we, you know, bump music, and, you know, like, if we have, like, new tracks and, you know, like, a new album from an artist, you know, of course, you know, at the minute the interview ends, what we'll do is, from here on out, bump the new music. So that way the album and the artist gets more promo and more publicity that way. But anyone, you know, who calls in, and especially that dude that always calls in every single time, and this is going for him too, I don't know if he's tuning in right now or not, I don't give a fuck, I'm saying this right the fuck now. Anyone calls in like him saying, yo, hey, can I give you my number? Hey, can I give you this number? Like, ain't happening. And especially with the fact... You know, I've told this motherfucker over and over again, every single time he fucking comments on a goddamn fucking link for an interview, say, asking if he give his number or shit like that, and I say no, you need to fucking respect that and not call in, be like, hey, you know, can I give you my number? Because, you know, that's unprofessional, and we ain't doing it that way anymore. So anyone that calls in, you know, wanted to give the number one, the fucking freestyle or whatever, you know, get the name out there. I mean, you know, yeah, it's cool. I mean, I'll be saying right now, it's okay if you call in as, like, you know, new upcoming artist and say that you're an artist and, you know, and ask, you know, maybe, like, you know, like, whoever, like, you know, either Rick, Tech, Seth Crew or something like that. You know, it's okay to ask them, you know, for advice on, you know, on, you know, like, what,
like, how to get notes and all that shit.
Exactly. But you know, calling in, saying, you know, you're an artist, you're a rapper, and you start freestyling, ain't happening. That's not happening anymore. Plain and simple. I mean,
so
if you're
does
artist,
this go the same way for Orlando Cloud whenever he called in during the tech interview and just kept saying his name a million times?
Yes, this will also go for him as well.
Okay. I was just checking, because I was thinking, yeah, making sure that there weren't any loopholes on that. It was all set.
No, there are absolutely no loopholes. You know, anyone who calls, you know, this is going to go for Lando Cloud too, you know, and I'll even tell him this as well. You know, if you get a call in, ask your questions. You know, get your questions out of the way, but, you know, don't sit there. But, you know, but for, like, you know, I'm going to sit here and, you know, and bullshit the artist. You know, but, I mean, certain artists, you know, like, you know, like artists, like, you know, from, like, sub noise. You know, they're cool with it. You know, like new artists, like upcoming artists and stuff like that, that people don't really know. That's fine because, you know what, they're still new. You know, and, you know, they're still trying to get, like, you know, get their name out there. And at the same time, I mean, you know, like, you know, like we want to show them, hey, you know, like this interview, you know, be serious and professional, but at the same time, you know, you can have fun and just relax, you know what I mean, and just, so from here on out, this is how it's going to be, but, so, but, like, you know, but when it comes to Strange, every interview will be on point, point blank, focus, 100% professional, but, I mean, yes, we'll be able to, and yes, we will keep, of course, you know, the random questions, you know, like, of course, the Walmart question, Chris, that one we might cut just because of the fact doesn't seem to go too well too many times with like a lot of the artists. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. That one we can leave more to the pure underground artists and whatnot, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Or like you know, like if it's like, someone like, but if it's someone from like Strange, Wade asking them that anymore. I mean, you know, yeah, because, you know, like, we could ask me, like, what the craziest thing, you know, that happened at a show, or, you know, like, get all like, the ask, or, like, I like to ask, you know, like, what's it, you know, like, what would be, like, the most embarrassing track or artist, you know, we might find on your iPod that people might not know about, and, of course, you know, and, I mean, yeah, of course, I'm gonna also ask, you know, if, you know, they have any horror icon about the, you know, want to perform, who would it be and why, because, you know, I mean, because honestly, you know, there's a lot of artists out there, you know, who more than likely, you know, would love to have, you know, something like Jay Hoover or something like that, you know, up on stage while they're performing. So, you know, so of course, then we're going to ask you, you know, and see, like, of course, at the same time, you know, with that question, you know, like, we find out, you know, who their favorite horror icon is, you know, you know, and who, you know, they would like to rock the stage with. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So... I mean, Subnoise, you know, they don't, I mean, you know, like a lot of us on Subnoise don't mind the way we do the interview, you know, because you know, I think they're cool with it. But as far as Strange, you know, what's Strange, we're just going to be straight up point blank from here on out.
Straight up more professional with the Strange interviews.
Exactly. Because I'll be honest, and Corey even told me about this. You know what happened with the Rich interview. You know, did get mentioned around to other artists that are a part of Strange, to where you know, to where they're afraid. You know, if they call for an interview, you know, and it's gonna happen to them. Which you know, of course, you know, we're gonna make sure it does not happen to them as well. I mean, you know, like Corey said, you know, this is the first time something's happened because you know. You know, because of the fact, you know, he's never had a complaint about it, you know, like, maybe with this regards before until now. So, with, you know, which is the reason why, you know, he came up with the solution that he came up with, which is, you know, waiting for, you know, after the next couple of tours, you know, in the future, you know, to start, you know, working together and, you know, and setting up an interview.
Exactly. I mean, like, the only artist that I think we could maybe make a... Exception for, like, the zombie question, that would be, like, Lynch or something, because that's his style of music. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's up to you.
In a way, yeah, I guess.
But I think we should ask Corey about that first before we do that one, you know?
Exactly. I mean, once we set up a new interview in the future, you know, I will, you know, like give them a list of questions that you know that we ask, you know, and you know, and you know, see if those are okay. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna let him know about the Walmart question that we like to ask, and of course, you know, the Halloween question, and you know, of course, get these questions as well. But what's Strange, we do have to keep it at least 10 questions at the most.
Got it.
But, Ghetto's actually not in the room, but it sucks because of the fact I got a few new tracks from Halloween I wanted to play, especially one that's definitely something you don't
hear.
Well,
actually, Ghetto's on the soundboard. He was about to play a track.
Well, he's not in the room anymore. You look.
Ah.
But, so check it out. This is Hallow's theme track. It's called, well, this is World of Warcraft. So here we go.
diarrhea makes you want to run. Get a diarrhea and a freaking idiot. Just when you think I can't take on anymore, hepatitis and a BP knocking on the door.
So be a crazy queen, or pour the strain of poopy. So be a love for your lust, that's a creed and crust on your nuts. The deadliest catch is here, and grasping nothing to fear. Her baby, baby, they soar, her world's of Warcraft is. Where do you go in the depths, when they so positive? Don't you know, HP drops in our bones. Come the future you had, if you wish, step your head. Don't get close to the bad, keep your dick in your head.
We're back. Gentlemen, okay, so you already listening to, you know, if you want to play that track, go for it, man.
In the history of the human race, of all the inspirations for the separation of man from his true tribal culture, of all the inspirations for acts of violence from one man onto another, from one nation onto another, from one oppressor onto the oppressed, there is no more guilty party and inspiration than those books known as the Holy Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita to spread separation of mankind.
The Bible is bullshit. The Bible is bullshit.
I'm kind of hoping DC calls in just so I can yell at him.
So we can all lash out on him.
Yep.
But knowing him, he won't call in unless it's a special occasion. He's not like big homo who calls in every show and gets booed off every show.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah, by the way, a little special news for people that don't know. You didn't know, now you know. Fucking Twisted and Blaze will definitely be at the gathering this year. No, and there's a bunch about it. Get fucking ready for it.
And Joe gave a suggestion for DC. He wrote 40 lashes for DC.
Sounds good. Ghetto, you can dish that out for him. Go to him.
Yep.
Now, we can do one or two things from here on out. When DC calls in for interviews. If he tries to fucking freestyle like he did with fucking Ritz, we can either give him 50 minutes in the box, or just boot him off the line.
Uh-huh.
Adam, what's going on there, nigga?
Not much, motherfucker. Not much at all. Still on the fucking job hunt, and haven't found one yet.
But, you know what? Since Adam is here, I will go over the new rules from here right out for interviews when it pertains to strange music artists. From here on out, if you have a question, you will ask the question. If you don't have a question, you know, you will either just sit there in a box or just sit there and quiet because, you know, we got, cause, you know, I'll be fucking blunt and honest. We got in trouble, you know, for the Rich interview on fucking Friday. Because, one, the interview was longer than it was supposed to be. Two, fucking DC's dumbass decided to fucking freestyle, you know, as if he was giving a fucking demo to fucking Rich, which was really unprofessional and made us look unprofessional because of that shit. Three, you know, because we get motherfuckers that call up on here. I mean, yeah, we have artists, you know, I mean, some artists, you know, they don't mind fucking sitting here bullshitting with us, you know, and, you know, just having a fucking good time. But at the same time, you know, other artists, you know, especially strange music artists, you know, the thing we got to realize with them is, you know, when they come up on here, it's strictly business. I mean, because it's like, you know, they're so fucking busy, especially during it, with either a tour fucking meet and greet, sound check, fucking rehearsals, fucking set, recordings and shit like that. And, you know, and just the fact, you know, that, you know, Friday, you know, we just here. I mean, yeah, we asked Richard, you know, like a good few questions, maybe like an hour and a half worth of questions. But, you know, but then after that, it more turned into the fact of, you know, we just sit here bullshit with him and talk with him. And, I mean, he was cool with it, but on the other hand, you know, you got to look at the fact, you know, he's also got a busy schedule as well. So, and we got to respect that. So from here on out.
Yeah, interviews only come one chance at a time, right?
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, because of what went down, everything's cool, you know, with us and Strange, but for the time being, you know, until the next couple of tours pass, we will not be setting up any more interviews with Strange. Out of respect, you know, for the, you know, their request with that, and you know, of course, we're going to respect that. You know, and just like letting it simmer down and calm down. You know, and then, you know, later on, maybe like in a few months or so, you know, try and reconnect with Strange, and see what we can do with interviews with them in the future. Until then, we will not be setting up any future Strange music artists for interviews. We will be, of course, continue working with Sub Noise, and of course KRC Media, because you know my boy James, who's the publicist of KRC Media, you know, he works for artists such as, you know, of course, Sub Noise and other artists that are not a part of Sub Noise, like, you know, a part of like Universal and fucking Epic Records, like fucking Rehab and shit like that. So, I mean, those interviews will still be happening. And, I mean, yeah, maybe like a few of them, you know, won't mind just, you know, bullshitting with us and shit like that. But when it comes to Strange, it's going to be strictly 100% professional, 100% strictly business. And, and anyone who calls in, you know, with fucking bullshit, like, you know, either freestyle or, you know, like, don't mention we get calling in from every single fucking interview that wants to give him fucking artist his number, they will immediately either be muted or just fucking booted off the show because we ain't having that. But, I mean, you know, if you're an artist and we got motherfuckers calling in, like, from Strange, you know, for interviews, like I already said, you know, if you're an artist and you want to call in and, you know, and ask them, you know, like what they did to get, you know, to get their name out there, and you know, and try it yourself, that's fine. But if you're gonna call in, you know, thinking, oh hey, you know, we gotta take, you know, I'm gonna fucking freestyle for him, you know, and you know, get noticed, get my name out there as a fucking demo, that ain't happening no more. So DC, if you call in, your ass is getting bitched the fuck out. And we have Spaz with us. What up, Spaz?
What up? I also have to say that, you know what, with the whole Strange shit and whatnot, we need to be more efficient on like how shit should go down. Like, we need to communicate better with the actual fucking company, you know, the artists and all that shit. Because, you know, Riss was told that it was supposed to be a half hour long and it wasn't, obviously. So we need to have a better communication on that shit.
Exactly.
I ain't saying it's one person's fault. I ain't saying that it's nobody's fault. In all honesty, if you really look at it, it was both parties' fault because we obviously didn't communicate very well with them and they didn't communicate very well with us on how long the interview was supposed to be.
Exactly. And from here on out, every interview will be at the most half an hour from here on out.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I mean, we may bullshit with people and like, ask them, like, unprofessional questions as to, like, you know, stupid questions, but it's also the sense of not only is it, your Walmart question or shit like that, you know, it's not only just, like, to just ask a question, but it's also like kind of like an icebreaker, so you know that the fucking conversation ain't gonna be like bullshit.
Exactly. And you know, and at the same time, you know, like, you know, with the Walmart question, you know, and of course, you know, maybe like, you know, the question that, you know, G asks, like, you know, I mean, like, the most, like the most embarrassing track or song, that we might find on their iPod and shit like that. I mean, those are fine, but have a good time with it at the same time,
It's more along the lines about pretty much it's all about the artist and how they're gonna view things and how they're gonna talk about shit. Like, I mean, we come out with bullshit questions, we do, but not for nothing. It's not only to get a grasp on said person's personality on how they feel about certain things, but it's also a break from like redundant questions that they get all the time. I mean, everybody's got those little questions that they want to ask that are stupid, and it's all right to an extent. Otherwise, if you're going to ask somebody, like, how many bitches you slept with, that's totally inappropriate.
Agreed.
Yeah, we should be asking questions that obtain to the artist that obtained to the callers and the listeners too, interview should be fun, yeah, but when you're coming on, you're freestyling and you're trying to make a name for yourself during somebody else's interview, that's taken away from listeners even wanting to be interested in the artist himself. And for an upcoming artist, that's kind of like a kick in the nuts, dude. He came on. He wanted to get to know his listeners. His fans. He wanted his fans to get to know him. And instead, and I'm not trying to single out this DC guy or nothing. I'm not trying to put him on the fucking bridge or nothing. But yeah, man. I mean, this was his interview, and we should all get to know him. We should all get to know who Ritz is.
As a whole, the show itself, JRR, we're totally about promoting anybody and everybody who is an upcoming artist to artists that are. But if you're gonna come on here and take time out of other artists' fucking bullshit interviews and whatnot, then that's just totally disrespectful. And in all honesty, you're just gonna put a name out for yourself, saying that, hey, I'm that dick, instead of I'm this chill motherfucker.
And that person's taken from JRR,
Yeah, exactly. At the same time, them doing that, that's giving us a bad name and giving us a bad rep, because something like that, and I'll be honest, Corey even told me, Corey just said, from here on out, we're not gonna do any business with JR, because of shit like that. And honestly, I wouldn't blame him, because I even told him, if I was in his shoes, I would have felt the same thing, and definitely wanted to, do the same thing as well. So when DC or that fucking Kevin dumbass, who calls in, wanted to give artists his number, that's making us look bad because of the fact, we're the ones
in a love line.
Exactly.
I said earlier in the first talk over this, and for artists that are like trying to self promote themselves by saying their name a million times, Lando Cloud, they can't do that either.
Exactly. The same should go to Lando Cloud as well. I mean, fucking Lando Cloud's our fucking homie. He's a good dude. But from here on out, if we have him up on interview, especially for fucking UG, if we got interview with people from, Strange, what will be happening from here on out? If he's got a question, he's going to ask the question. If not, we will put him on mute. Simple as that. And, if he's got a question, he can press the one button, and we'll unmute him and get questions. But from here on out, no more fucking put your name out there like saying Lando Cloud over and over like he did. I'll be honest, fucking Tech, seemed to have fun with that one, because of the fact, So you got to tell Lando Calrissian to shut the fuck up.
And when I even asked him about that, the concert I went to, he said, oh, that too. Like, he basically even talked shit about him, too. He started laughing.
It's like, you know, it goes for any interview that we have, not just Strange. Like, any artist, like, you know, if I'm going to interview, said, like, you know, say DC comes on and he wants to be interviewed. Like, if we're going to interview him, he's going to get fucking pissed off that somebody just popped up out of nowhere and fucking started fucking doing a demo on his time and shit like that. So it's like, it's disrespectful to be doing that to others, because now these people are taking time out of their fucking schedules to be doing this shit. And they don't have to. They don't. We're not like mainframe big fucking, you know, major fucking people out here. We're just little fucking homebodies who sit on their asses all day, you know, doing nothing. These people, they're touring the fucking world doing shit, and they're doing their shit hard. And
at hard work.
The fact that they're taking their time out of it to be doing this shit and then getting disrespected like that's just a shun. You know, that right there, that's going to be like if you walk up to them at a show in the middle of a set and you go up on stage and you start talking to them and you start spitting your shit, that's disrespectful right there. You're going to get fucking kicked out right then and there. You're going to get a fucking restraining order. You're going to get arrested. You know, bullshit. There's no reason for that shit. There's absolutely no need for that crap. Like, and I think even for straight underground people and people who are upcoming and going, you know, like if we were to have, like, you know, like just stupid people that, you know, think that they want to get their name out there and be like, yo, this is who I am. This is what I am. That's fine. You want to come up to an artist and be like, hey, yo, my name is like Fad. You're an ass. Be like, my name is Faz. I'm an upcoming artist. What do you think I should do to be better, like, getting my shit out there? Like, what do I need to do to be doing this shit? That's fine. But if you're going to be sitting here going, yo, my name's Faz, I want to spit some shit for you and see if you guys can get me signed, would you? No, that's not cool. That's not okay at all.
Exactly. And I'm going to say that, if you want to listen to your shit or whatever, don't do it to any of you. I mean, you know, hit up on fucking Facebook, on Twitter, fucking MySpace, or, you know, Instagram, or, you know, fucking Assbook, or whatever the fuck it is.
Does this mean you don't want to hear me freestyle?
Yeah, you freestyle?
that's not the point here. I was just asking.
That wicked shit.
I'm just trying to be an asshole, man. You guys are getting too angry about this.
Either way, we need to be professional. Just straightforward. Everything needs to be professional.
Exactly.
Treat it as a fucking job.
I mean, I'd just like to say that we finally had enough questions to fill an hour and a half, and then we get shit for it. Usually, we ain't got no damn questions to ask.
Usually,
now
we got dead air.
Shitload. Now we get in trouble for it.
Yeah, well, maybe the person say that JRR isn't here to promote people's drama, you know, and that's exactly what they're starting when they come over and take somebody else's interview, is they're promoting drama. They're not.
All right, I'm not even talking about that.
But I will say from here on out, I already told Chris he's not allowed to ask his zombie question anymore.
With Strange? Yes.
Well, alright, since we're on that, man, we should eliminate that choking ghost question, Spaz.
We can do that. I mean, if it's someone like, you know, I don't know, Liquid Assassin, or fucking, I don't know, someone that we don't, like, you know, just knew, like, you know, it's a topic, for example. I mean, you know, that'd be fine because of the fact, you know, they're still new, and at the same time, you know, I mean, especially the fact, you know, you got so many new artists coming out there, you know, who have never done an interview before, who'd be new to it, you know, asking them stupid questions like that, you know, would be fine because of the sole fact, you know, like it's helping them, you know, get used to doing interviews. I mean, yeah, other interviews, you know, might be, you know, more fucking strict and, you know, and just more fucking straightforward and not fucking bullshit. Like, we had, like, you know, Chris's, if you could fuck a zombie prostitute, would you?
Anyway, enough of that.
Okay, so, let's play some music.
No, shut your mouth. I'm talking here. Now you made me forget what I was going to say.
Thanks to you.
So, Ghetto Man, what did you think of that World of Warcraft track?
I'm trying to think of what I was trying to ask. Don't ask me other questions. No, seriously, what the hell was I going to ask? I was going to ask you something about that wrist shit or whatever, man. About it being too long. Yeah, I mean, we told him he can go, man. He could have just hung up the phone. So you're expecting us just to boot him off the show then?
but that's the thing. I mean, you know, like, I mean, with the exception of fucking Prozac, you know, like Corey explained as well. I mean, you know.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, that also brings up that too, man. I was like, that's probably why Prozac left. Because
probably.
It was probably too long, yeah. See, now it makes sense now that this happened.
Yep.
Exactly. I mean, but, you know, like Corey also explained to me, you know, the order's not strange, you know, like, what he said, like, makes sense, you know, like, you know, his orders, you know, like, they're too polite, you know, to just hang up like that and stuff like that. I mean, you know, I mean, so, you know, which is probably why, you know, Rich, didn't want to just hang up, you know.
Yeah, he sat here and told us how he's nice to everybody, and then, boom, here we are getting a bunch of shit afterwards.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
nevertheless, you know, it's got a lot of love. It's got a lot
but
of
you know
love
what?
There.
I mean, I'm gonna say, I mean, you know, at least, you know, at least it hurts in the long run. You know, I mean, at least, you know, like in the near future, like after the next tours, you know, we will be able to set up interviews with Strange, so which is good. So,
I'm saying,
it's not even.
It's not even a big deal. I mean, we pretty much interviewed everybody on the label already.
Well, yeah, with the exception of Seth Crew, Mayday, and Lynch.
Yeah, and then, like, J-Rock, but, like, I mean, there's only a few left.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, hell, we got, like, a former Strange artist coming in, too. It's my friend, so...
Yeah, shout out to Jay Killer for being a bitch and, you know, putting him off his label, because guess what? Now we can interview him without your help.
Exactly. He's just trying to set up an interview for me to interview, and yet I did that totally without any help.
Oh, great. Way to
boost
Chris's ego.
Yeah. Wait, Chris. Let me ask you something. Will you actually be here for the interview, or will you be going back to your sister?
Yes, I will be here.
Yeah, if you set up an interview, you better be here, or we ain't interviewing him.
Yeah, that's a bullshit lie.
Yeah, who else?
Unless it's somebody we really want to talk to.
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know.
Liquid Assassin, that was fine.
Yeah. Snug Brim, that's fine because you know what? Snug is, you know, is a former artist on Strange Music. That's dope. I mean, but if it's someone like, you know, I mean, I don't know if he's going to get out of jail anytime soon, but maybe like Green Villain again, and you know, you set up and you don't show up. We ain't doing it.
Yeah, he'll show up.
Yeah, I'll find a way out of jail, show up.
Wait.
Didn't he get two chances or something, man? Supposed to be here, didn't get here, and he's supposed to be here, didn't get here. Wasn't it like twice?
Hey, showed up at the same time.
Showed up from like the club or something. What? I can't hear you. What's that?
But I will say this, Chris. As far as Relic, yeah, he had his two shots. I mean, yeah, we expect the fact, you know, he was in the hospital, but he had his two shots.
So I'm like, bye bye, homie.
It's like, you know, not for nothing. Like, I understand the shit that happened with Relic, but, like, you know, we could have gave those spots to, like, other artists or some shit like that, you know.
I mean,
yep.
I mean, it's not just that. I mean, you know, fucking Body Hunter, you know, could, you know, sort of by himself, and, you know, and you know, and of course, you know, answer the questions, you know, about him, you know, in the group and in his group as well. You know what I mean?
Mhm.
Wait, somebody showed up.
Wait a minute, Chris. Did you even check the fucking see if Body Hunter was just gonna show up by himself?
I did, but he never responded to the message. So he hasn't even read it yet.
He's out, too.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, Hunter's definitely out.
Hunter's definitely out, too. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I said he's definitely out.
That's two strikes.
I mean, hey, you know what? If you count both of them, that's four strikes. So definitely right. Done.
Yeah, man, they fucked. They walking.
Yeah. They walking like fucking Adam walking 10 hours to fucking Bath, Maine.
Yeah.
Hell of a walk. Hell of a walking. Yeah, no one should know where I live, damn it. Motherfucker.
You tell us every time you're here.
Tell us.
Yeah.
That's your own fault.
I live in Portland, yo.
I mean...
Look at there he goes again, telling us where
he
lives.
I mean, come on, man. You tell us, you know, every single show that you go into Bath or someplace with your gay ass fucking ringback tone.
Which you wonder why the fuck it is your ringback tone.
Yeah, I'd give you something dope, man. I give you something psychopathic, but JRR don't call. You know what I mean? Like it comes up different numbers.
Hey, dude.
No, it don't.
Every single time we try, okay, do this. Whatever you, fucking that number that you had called you before, put it in your phone and give it a ringback tone so that way whenever we call you in, you gotta hear the gay shit.
Yeah, seriously.
All right.
That's what
I'm gonna do. I'm gonna hang up, call me, and then I'm gonna take that number down.
Great, now we gotta hear his gay ass ringback tone again.
It's a dope
setup.
All right, Adam, go hang up. We'll call you right back.
Your dreams.
Yeah, we're not calling that number back. Fuck that.
You know what? Good for Chris.
Nope.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is
sweet.
God damn it.
Who's this?
Fuck you.
Yeah, bitch.
We know where you live.
Yeah. In Bath.
You guys like that? You guys like the hard attitude? With my sweet drink.
Yeah, I was so scared.
Got me shaking.
So scared I was shaking my boots.
Are you even wearing boots?
I don't have any. I just saying that old fucking expression.
You
don't got shoes, man.
He's shaking in his flip flops.
Pretty much.
Did you say pretty much?
Yep.
Yes. Yes,
you did.
So you're wearing flip flops?
I'm not wearing anything right now.
No.
You're what? Two wise, at least.
Ghetto, you ass.
I'm talking about footwear.
Yeah, there's nothing on my feet.
I'm bringing you to a dress-up party, Chris. Damn it. Actually, that's kind of
no.
Cool, man.
Why would you bring to a fucking dress-up party?
That just sounds really gay.
So you gotta
like
get your real dressed up, but he doesn't have
a... Wait. So, Adam, what's next? You having a tea party with Chris?
No. But I think it is pretty cool, man. You guys got a nudist as a host, man. I think I vote Chris Employee of the Month.
Wait, hold on, Havoc. You're a nudist?
No.
Why is Chris the nudist, and why is he getting Employee of the Month?
Because he's naked, apparently.
Adam's cheating on Big Homie.
Oh, Big Homie ain't gonna like it.
Hey, next episode I'm bringing booby tassels.
Now, of course, back to Spaz's question: why the fuck is Chris Employee of the Month? I mean, you know, like, and we have like one of his interviews. He's never here. He's down at his sister's.
I think he always has prior engagements.
And also, let's not forget the infamous "I'm too stressed to call in" moment.
That was quite a few times.
Yep. Buddy, hey, I can't call you right now because I'm in college.
No, that was never an excuse.
Yes, it was. It was always, I'm doing homework for college.
Yeah, but now my question is, are we sure he was actually doing homework and not just bullshitting?
The world may never know.
Well, if you want to see my transcripts, I can show that to you.
No, we're good.
How's that going to prove what you were doing in your room at night?
Exactly. Are your transcript videos?
Yeah.
No.
Got like video cameras in your room watching your every move?
Nope.
Did you label the video as college undergrad?
The fuck?
No, I don't fucking
know.
Why the fuck does that matter?
Why would we put Chris in a porno? Just ask him, you know.
What did you just say?
I said, why would we put Chris in a porno?
Oh, porno. You kind of stressed that word out a little bit and sounded weird.
Yeah, you go to the site, you click on the link that's labeled virgin.
Yeah. Oh, it up.
Damn, dude, he just straight burned them right there.
Oh, wait. So, Fez.
Yo.
How do you feel about Chris watching you take a shit?
Oh, dear Lord, what? I don't have any. How? I don't have windows to my bathroom.
You don't have any windows in your bathroom?
No, I have a condo unit.
That's strange.
Yeah, I'm never going into Spaz's bathroom after she takes a shit because I find up dying.
Yeah, there ain't no windows.
Y'all are fucking ridiculous.
No, you're ridiculous smelling up the place.
I think we have to worry more about Havoc.
No, he'll break the toilet.
Of course, because that happens on numerous occasions.
He broke it live on JRR the other night.
Pretty much.
Too many uses out of one thing usually breaks.
But this is just one use. Unless he was shitting in it all day.
Watch out, dude, wide load.
And then flush. Which would be even nastier.
Yeah, kept clogging it up. Clogging it up.
Oh, dear Lord.
I thought he flushed the toilet.
I guess he doesn't know what flushing the toilet is.
Because he's over there laughing. I thought he was in the bathroom.
He's
probably contemplating about it right now, thinking whether or not that I have to piss or not.
Oh, he always has to piss. There's no question about that.
Yeah, there's no question about that. There's no if, or it's kind of like, when am I going to piss? Am I going to do it right now? Am I going to play a song and do it? Or am I going to make Chris play a song while I'm doing it? There's always a contemplation for him.
Why do you got to be involved in his pissing?
That's your thing. Do you have to help him shake?
Oh,
Not involved in it. I'm involved in the fact that we don't want to hear it going on.
But you're always too slow to react.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, y'all. Call me back in 5. I'm going to change your ring.
No, motherfucker, you call us back.
I want you to, I want to make sure it works, man. Just make sure it works. Call me back.
Here we go again.
There we go.
Welcome to Misery Park. We deep rooted in this, you know what I'm saying? KCMO. KCK. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Tech 9 in this piece. Welcome to misery where the killers pop another. When I say pop another, I mean they'll look with a ton of the gun. We can do it if anybody wanted, whether rapping niggas are clapping up another, tell everyone. Misery loves company, so we deal with the enemy. When it be energy, sending me the rouse. I'm negativity tripping with me, you run up for your life, cause you ran your mouth.
We can bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no fame. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane. We can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no fame. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
Been a witness of murderers, monologue of a menace coming from out of a sinister, formidable place. I can let you know the ins and the outs, and I can spit it wicked, twisted, and you can see by the look on my face. Give me the mic and I'm a mangle it, tangle it. Definitely the people see that I got the hang of it. Pity you gotta try to make a mockery of a city who rock 'em and block 'em, fuck it, you baby, we dangerous. Came to get strange with it, bang with it, stop and get a little untamed with it. Get the chopper like a fully, a bully with a hoodie, city, get up and take him out of spit, came with it. Well, the answer is right before your eyes. Who do you despise? Killers, we chop you, we got to stop you, pop you, partner, you guffin'. Get about us away, we'll take a need to be buzzing. Gotta give it up, I'm a veteran like Edison. I'ma light them up and get in your head again. I'm better than ever, never let a feather in, deadly be better than ever. Hit the mic and then we peddle in medicine. I'm a chopper, chopper, chopper. Automatic kick in the ammunition, killing the competition. No, it ain't nobody. Hotter, hotter, hotter. Damaging everything and everybody, you know we on a mission. Listen to me, how can I make you understand I'm a general? Even if you pop in, the competition is minimal. Can't see the killers and you can bet that we criminals. The demon inside of me keep on telling me when to go. So I'ma keep repping the myth with choppers, freaking flows. And I'm about to be up on top of this and truly be busting. Begging for mercy, you fuck, I ain't giving you nothing, nothing.
We can bang, it ain't no game, we understand. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
We be the best in the middle, so we take the fight. Talking about women, I'm talking about paper. These open dilemma incidents tend to get coded and winning the competition. We for sure to kill them. I spit like a bully, I'm ready made. Too many type of weather, with the red a tough fight under my sweater. And we hotter than lava, the weather. My killers be keeping it proper, part of you type. But my killers are better. We keep it chopper like a blender, eating boys up and then the killers. See, we chop our hands off and throw them out the window. We too critical, we yelling, you're walking away. Looking so pitiful, the ADT, we be the number one contender.
When it comes to the street, with the post on the block.
For the kill, I'm a laugh, I'm a middle finger. Up to the cops on the way to the studio to go and make another high track. They be loving the way that we fit it when we try. Comedy lost the devotion, the definition never sold to my opposition. It's my cult of the road. I spit like a Simon and anybody came away. I'm a folder, make me and my killers gorillas win it. Cause we the coward boys be trying to battle cause they want a position. But they ain't never getting it because we better and bigger. And like I told you, we the number one competitors. Yellow rockin', they way up to the top and they want something to get the million. In a whole nother century, the D-Lock and dilemma chemistry. You can never cross with them. Ignite out of the EV, I submit the empirical like Ingrid, try even like other my uncle's laws. You can try to read us, you can try to beat us, try to get your speed up. But it ain't gon' matter cause that's the wicked business bustin'. Ain't gon' be no master. We taking over the map, we're taking into the mass,
Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
When I'm up in the song, like it's a representing the city. Get decay, how to get brains to some of the disaster. Deliver your ridiculous if I'm coming down. So leave them in the predicament because I'm a style master. And I'm not impressionable now. Just so you know, I'll make them sweat because I'm best with the flow. Whenever you want to flex, we can go. Keep stressing your code. And I better leave your neck on the floor. Me and Wes in the flow like
low light.
Because the energy is a bomb. I can tell that you're fascinated by the way that we rhyme. And we blow like when the phone strikes with the fire.
It ain't nothing you can say though.
Because I'm sipping on Hindi and busting like a semi. Go enemies now. Irritated with the haters and becoming the round. So I'm kicking like a relevant, but the arrogant sound. Meaning that I'm really sure so. I'm too sick for a cure so. And for a doctor, I'm over wordplay, be making your nerves shake cause the culture. Hands down when I pop shit now. Let's take a trip to the valley, get real guilt. Strange individual with a militant ill skill. Pop a collar and holler at the bars. With real screw, get down, but the cost could be false. A big wheel. Let me act like you can tough with it. When the chopper come up, I'm spitting all of the strange yield. Killers gonna be the bullets to leave your body's
fucking with really, you can't get up with this outfit.
That's the game is proper.
Cause whatever I'm busting is like a full heart stop. But the limits I can need to count the cup with these low, ripping them up with the flow. Cause we need what's chop, chop.
Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game we untame. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing.
What's chop?
You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
What's chop?
Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game we untame. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
Hey, baby, you better act right, get right, cause I'm the baddest nigga hooking up with the fastest badass. And you hit you with the lyrical, lyrical, miracle web, incredible. About to knock the head off of several. Diggy, diggy down, watch your picky down, and think of the clown. Them hounds are pound for your town, diggy, diggy, diggy. And if you're looking for the sound, you can be found by the nigga wearing the crown. Are you really giving? And when you hear it, niggas, then zip it. D-zip it, make you wanna reposition your pivot. We'll be writing and spitting, we making somebody get it. And if they won't hear it, and you live it, forget it, forget it.
Stop.
I rap and keep babbling on, I'm wrestling off at the mouth. While we traveling, don't be thinking that I'll be speaking about the things that I'll be doing. Couples coming to pop my mouth, the style I'm about to ruin you and you and you. And I can stop for the drop of the caribou. And if it's on the pop, and it's doing you with you. And I won't hesitate to chop you and you with you. What it do with you? And if you're looking for the better and the veterans who can bust, you got the Cali gun to find. And if it don't be but some better, you and you attack them on the track, I'll hold it putting down the gun.
You're looking for chopper. You're looking chopper, that technique is the chopper.
The calico will knock your block off. You never see it coming, hit you when we're gonna get running, we walk off. Cause it's most important that we won't. And we come in head, huh? But we won't stop till we get to the top. You in the way that we meant was chop, yeah, chop, yeah.
Strange music, bitch. 7 years of excellence. T.O.G. and N9&E. Real numbers, bitch. Now from us to you. Tech 9 Collabos. Welcome to Misery Loves Company. And for all the haters, fucking peasants, super motherfucker. Figure it out.
And we're back. After that insanely long chart that Chris decided to play.
Hey, I said, well, it was random, so we didn't have to hear you pissing. This plan has fast talks about it, and then you start.
Yeah. Yeah, it usually happens.
Pretty much.
So wait, so Spaz, are you trying to say that, you know, you make me into piss?
Apparently.
That's kind of creepy.
I have that power over you. I have that mighty power over your bladder.
Apparently. Oh, yeah, that's right. Weren't we supposed to call, you know, what's his face, Adam back in?
Sure, but we don't want to hear that gay-ass ringback tone again.
Supposedly, he's supposed to have it changed for us.
Enjoy this.
Found out.
Hi, you've reached Adam Fasano. Not here right now. Leave your name.
No.
Yep, apparently he has it changed, all right.
Yeah.
Pretty much
all.
Nothing.
He gave us the FU button.
Yeah, pretty much. Motherfucker. And of course, I think Ghetto died.
Why doesn't Ghetto die?
He just dies a lot.
He'd be the first person to die in a horror film, I swear.
What am I, Kenny?
Exactly.
Might as well be.
Oh my god, they killed Kenny.
You bastard.
What do you know? Ghetto sounds more like Mr. Garrison.
You don't even say it. I wasn't even saying anything. How did that sound like anybody? Okay, class.
Oh, God. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Too hot in the area, falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry her, I just wanna. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. I got heat packing her seat. I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. All I'm, they on my dick. Cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
Howdy.
You played the wrong version.
Are you saying you want to hear it again, Chris?
Well, I played the remix yesterday. But fuck it, do it. Here we go with the other one. The real version.
With the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be.
Too hot in the area. Falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry her. I just wanna.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. I got heat packing the seat.
I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be.
Haha, whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. All I'm, they on my dick. Cause I'm
Slick. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
And we're back.
Yep. And shocking enough, Chris actually played his own track for once.
Yeah, I just don't give a fuck anymore. I played it last night, too.
What? Yeah, you did.
Yep, I did.
Word.
The shocker.
Oh, well. I was thinking it's probably a phase, so after enough time period, well, I'll just go away.
Wait, yeah.
I'm totally wrong with.
Yeah, we could have told you that one. That's
yep.
It. Ain't going away fucking ever.
I already know that.
Yeah.
But you should probably stop fucking your stereo over there, Chris. I don't think that's healthy.
Hey, you're the only one who was in that. Nobody else was.
No. That's what you said in your truck. You said,
and you actually
quote,
did it.
Nope.
Right. Well, you did it.
How the fuck
yeah.
Use data radio?
Well, you know, when you feel fall in love with an inanimate object.
I was going to try and explain this one.
When two hearts beat as one.
What the fuck?
No.
I'm tired.
Remember me? You don't? You will now.
Fuck you. Fuck all the people always running their mouth. Fuck that bitch ass cow that fucking flooded my house. Fuck everybody said this shit here would never happen. I was laughing. You said we never make it by rapping, but you were dead wrong. The song was made strictly to a point. See my dick where you can make it, and I fire up this joint. Get me pissed off, but definitely. Turn your back on the king like you.
fools in 1 year. Shit, I've been shit around. No, I ain't never backing down. I'm fighting, die for my crown. No, talking about, but ain't got shit to show for. I got some dirt bikes, a half pipe, and a new truck. You shot me, fuck. Still roll the bus, and I do run your gun. You can't kick a king out, cause the levels above. Well, connected to the top. All it takes a phone call, and that will be the end of you. Your eternal downfall. But what's the step of song? Talk about the wrong fucking man. Should've shut your fucking mouth. Should've tried to understand.
Equal people seen if they were tickled that we seem to be linking too much.
And then
you still be getting beat in it. she guess I'm just speaking too much.
Damage. It ain't really nothing they can do with ya.
Damage.
It's only me nothing that they can do with her.
Damage.
She must get difficult when they do with her.
Thank you, Ghetto.
Yeah, absolutely not.
But Beth requested it.
I don't give a fuck what she wants.
I don't either. Because we don't want to hear that bullshit.
Yeah, if you didn't know how annoying that song is, now you do.
Oh, Pat, how about you tell them about the new rule you suggested?
Oh.
So Havoc hears about it.
Havoc. So I'm thinking, like, you know how, like, we have penalty words, like, if you say a certain word, people get put in the penalty box and crap like that?
Yep.
I have a word of the day, kind of like a pre-confirming kind of thing, where, like, every time a person says, like, the word, we play, like, a random track.
Sure.
So, like,
you know, you're talking all low over there.
Yeah, I know, right? I thought it was just me.
Yeah, talk closer to your phone. So we can hear you.
The fuck?
Sound like a bird.
Sound like a fucking lion or something.
Y'all wanted me close to the phone.
So you turn into a fucking lion?
Pretty much.
No. Be a lion.
Speak, my child.
If you rang,
we'll forever hold your peace.
I don't have a peace to hold. That's too bad.
Well, then you know what holds your fucking tip.
I do that often.
Yeah, we believe it. That'll be kind to hear you better. Please repeat what the hell you said.
Okay, I said, can you hear me now?
Good.
Yes.
Now, Verizon, dude, we cannot hear you.
Yeah, I'm asking you. No, I was saying, like, you know how we have penalty passwords, like it just says college?
Yes.
Well, what I think we should do is, like, we should have the word of the day. And no, we don't all scream, ah, when it comes on.
We all become Pee Wee Herman.
But, like, we'll pick, a specific word. Say, like, we pick, like, what's up? As Ghetto has previously said. We'll pick that, and, like, when people call in and be like, yo, what's up? Like, we automatically go to a specific track. Like, that track that's meant for that one word. And, like, if somebody guesses it right, like, I don't know, you can give them a cookie and I'll eat it.
Did you just say somebody will give you a cookie and you'll eat it? Is that what you just said?
No. I think what you said was, you can give them a cookie, but she'll eat the cookie.
I think that's what you said too.
Come on, Come on, dude. Is that really what she said?
Yes.
I thought I was just hearing shit.
I heard Cookie. I didn't really hear the rest of the end part there.
I could be the Cookie Monster. Nom, 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 nom.
Interesting.
Get it off the cookie. Come on, the cookie. Come on.
Really?
Dude, I have no life.
You have what?
No life.
Obviously.
I don't love you.
Spaz, we can do it.
Next time I offer to make things for people, I really need to like make sure that's not good when people die.
Well, next time we offer something for people, we need to come up with a better prize than just giving them a cookie so that way you can eat the cookie. Because obviously the cookie is not doing anything for them if you have to eat it.
Okay.
Yes, Spaz. What the fuck?
Mike. But no, like I'm saying, like the song should be like something stupid, like the High School Musical bullshit, or like princess song. I don't know, something stupid.
I don't think Havoc cares.
I think the price would be they get to listen to that song one more time and they figure out what the word is.
That or he's actually, like, you know, looking for the song to play it right now. Knowing Havoc.
Why does he have to look for it? He knows where it's at.
Because he's got to get to it, probably. Knowing Havoc, he was nowhere near his computer at that time moment.
Wait, what were you saying? I wasn't paying attention.
Is he ever?
Thank you. But Chris, take that damn burner's the word track off the fucking soundboard. And the next time Spaz requests that track. Well, no. And next time Spaz requests that track, she gets 5 minutes in the box.
Okay, next time she sends me a text message, they can play that song. She gets 5 minutes. Got it.
Hey, Chris, go shove it.
Yeah.
I'm playing that song.
Chris
so...
is a snitch.
And I would like to say that he wanted me to request this song. And I have the text message to prove it.
Uh-oh. They're both taking each other down.
Yep. Who's going to win?
I always win. I have the vagina.
Yeah, because I just don't give a shit. After a while.
Because I have the vagina.
That doesn't mean you win everything.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't.
Wait. So, Spaz, so if you say that you win everything because you have a pussy, so does that mean you have to win STDs?
Nope.
Yes, it does. Because he says he always wins.
That's just extra.
It comes with the pussy.
Comes with the territory.
And apparently, Spaz gets STDs along with cookies.
Off of cookies?
Apparently.
I will never eat a cookie at Spaz makes.
Dude, why'd I sign up to fucking make over 100 bracelets.
Because you're an idiot?
I know.
Well, that's obvious.
Oh, I just said that. Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Good.
Hello? Hello, how is it happening today?
Okay, Matt, surfing bird song is off the soundboard.
Woo!
Not 71 of the 78 fucking pages to get to it.
Good. You want cookies?
I do.
No, I do not want any as bad as the cookies. They give AIDS or shit.
Finally, yeah. He says that he doesn't want Spaz's cookies. About time.
Wow.
Quiet and shit.
Yeah, stop with these quiet moments.
I'm concentrating.
Yeah. You good?
I think she lost the dildo and she's concentrating on finding it.
No, you're just moron. Kind of like you trying to find a hole, Chris.
You're trying to find a hole?
Yeah. If you ever try to find a hole, you can't do it. You don't know what to ask.
Well, don't everybody speak about
it. August Adam, good to come back since, you know, we tried him. Well, we tried calling him back. He didn't pick up. So, Adam. Oh, wait. We know. He actually called us back.
I didn't know you tried calling me.
What happened? We did. It went straight to your voicemail.
Yeah.
It went straight to?
You gave us the FU button, dude.
Well, it was your voicemail. We weren't going to leave you a fucking message.
You guys want to try calling me back again?
No.
No.
Nope.
Fuck that.
Oh, that's funny.
You only get one call, man.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of a joke. Seeing as I'm already on the phone with you guys.
It's time to see
have it.
What?
Hey man, I sent you the revised, well, the currently revised version of those old tracks I sent you before. Just thought I'd let you know.
Excuse me, sir. There will be none of that.
And Hulk Hogan looked like he was on crack in his goddamn fucking shit. Probably was.
Okay, then.
Yeah, for some reason I'm watching the roast of David Hasselhoff.
I see.
I can tell by the fact that you have Lisa Lampanelli in the background.
Yep.
All right, guys. One of my laundry's up, so I gotta, you know, get out of.
Did you just say one of your morons is up?
Wait till 1 a.m.
What?
Wait the 2 minutes. Where are you hanging up? We can't call you back in.
Well, obviously, Chris, if she's going to go check, you know, get her kid back to sleep, she's obviously not going to call back in or answer the phone.
Yep.
Yeah, Chris, what the fuck?
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. Peace,
y'all.
Later.
Did you just say whoop whoop and she said you too?
I think so. Oh, Ghetto, guess who fucking decided to re-add me to Facebook again?
Who's that?
Our good old friend, a.k.a. Justin Mills, a.k.a. sends you a fucking paragraph.
Did you just say girlfriend?
Oh, Justin Mills.
How the hell did you hear girlfriend from Justin Mills?
Dude, he definitely said girlfriend Justin Mills.
No.
Oh, old friend.
Yes, Justin Mills.
I don't know, man. That dude was never my friend. He was your friend.
Yeah. And then, yeah. And then I deleted him.
And he deleted him?
Yeah.
Well, that's not very nice.
I'm sorry about, you know, I didn't feel like, you know, seeing paragraphs every single time I signed on to Facebook.
So, with all that music that he was supposedly making, did he ever put any of that out?
Probably not.
Did he post anything in the group? Is he still in the group?
I don't know. I think I might have deleted him from the group.
Good job.
I mean, Chris, you can always talk to me. I'll tell him to add you since, you know, you like to give us paragraphs as well.
I'm liking.
Yeah. I simply told him, man, after he sent me a long ass thing, I was like, I'm not reading all that.
And in return, he called you an asshole.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, if you ain't going to take the time to read my book to you, then I guess we can't work together.
You know, I gotta say, yeah, I love the fact that at least this fucking starts off with, speaking of worthless, Hulk Hogan's here.
Yeah, he pretty much is useless nowadays.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Unfortunately, we all will know that he's probably gonna win the title off of Bully Ray to end Ace of the Nation.
That's gonna be so stupid.
Really well. If I win the title off you, brother, Ace and Ace is over. You can see that already. It's like,
it's like watching a John Cena match.
Pretty much. The same
exact thing. I wonder who's going to win.
I would see John Cena.
At this next pay-per-view, man, they better make fucking Ryback win because I'm getting real tired of this shit.
Pretty much. We're all tired of seeing this bullshit.
And how does he just automatically get another title shot?
I have no clue.
Like, who said just because he didn't get to finish his last match, he gets to have another one at the next pay-per-view?
Apparently he did.
I guess fucking retarded. I guess
apparently because
shot.
They have no main event stars in WWE right now, basically. They have to go with that. Again.
Yeah, I'm going to play that out forever.
Yep.
This Monday. You see the new
Curtis Axel? That's what we were just talking about, Adam.
Well, yeah.
Can't even hear.
I didn't get to watch the pay-per-view, though.
Don't worry, you didn't miss anything.
pretty much.
So, the fuck, man, Triple H, man. Fucking Curtis Axel. I mean, they fucking cut it right off, dude. There's no more
show. You mean Michael McGillicuddy?
Michael McGillicuddy?
Dude, he was already there.
Yeah. He fell miserably.
Yeah, now he's with Paul Heyman, and now he's supposedly going to be this great thing.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, I don't really know if it's going to be good or not for him, but, I mean, Heyman is definitely a good manager. There's no way to doubt that.
That doesn't make that dude good, though.
Definitely doesn't.
What, is Paul Heyman going to wrestle for him?
No, just speak for him. Like he does with Brock Lesnar because he doesn't know how to talk.
That's because Brock Lesnar's an idiot.
Pretty much. He doesn't know how to cut a promo to save his fucking life.
Oh, God. Why the hell are people posting Tiger songs?
They're fucking morons.
Yeah, they're fucking idiots.
Listen to some good rappers, man. Jesus.
Yeah. That's ain't fucking telling my sister. That's telling my fucking cousin. Lil Wayne's gay. And retarded. But no, whenever I'm there, that's all I hear.
Do you say you tell your cousin that she's gay?
That's awesome.
I could, though.
You should.
I mean, you know, technically she is, and she listens to Lil Wayne.
Well, somebody's a little late watching this, the Collection movie.
Pretty much.
She just posted. Let's just say the movie The Collection is crazy as fuck. Watch this shit.
And who posted that?
Oh, this chick I know.
Late.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm all fucking funny. I just, you know, I just might end up watching that movie again. Now that I fucking have it on DVD.
Oh.
Okay, I'm out of here, y'all. What did I get, be going on tonight? I just fucking sleep.
Huh?
I don't know what the fuck you just said, but okay. Peace. You too.
I have no clue what that ending conversation was with him, but...
he said you too. What the fuck has Rabbit been doing, man? Every time I look at something she posts, it's always body cleansing juices or clean your fucking organs or some shit. What the fuck?
What the hell? I don't know. I tell you, I'm like once or twice. She doesn't read me, said it. Who the hell cares?
Like, what the hell is going on over there? I mean, if you're trying to lose some weight or whatever, man, if I can work out or some shit, what are these juices and shit?
I don't really believe that body, whatever bullshit works.
Like, you want to suck all that bad shit out of you, man, have the doctor shove a tube up you or something.
Pretty much.
Or just fucking do it yourself and just fucking douche yourself.
Did you just say douche?
He did.
Yes.
Damn it. We should have made our titles the douchebag titles, not the asshole championship.
Yeah, how you feel about that, Havoc? I beat you for the asshole championship. Well, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I don't know yet. I'll get back to you on that one.
Apparently, have you done enough of an asshole to have that title?
This person posts, I need a boyfriend. No, you want a boyfriend. You need water because you sound thirsty.
Nice.
Is that person's name really Ratchet the English?
I don't know.
Oh, look, there it is, the Mayday CD coming out. No one cares.
Exactly.
Hey, look, the Voorhees family. Did you know Jason had a family?
No. No way, so he has like a boy, like a brother and a sister and a father and kids and a wife?
Well, most of that. A wife and some kids.
Well, their classmates are fucking more than likely dead by now.
I don't think so. But here's a random fact. How about Haystack is all skinny now?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, man, he's skinny as hell now.
Damn.
Because I saw a picture of him just the other day. I was like, holy fuck. Like, it don't even look like him.
So, pretty much he pulled a fucking Jamie Madrox.
Pretty much, yeah. Dude lost a lot of weight.
Damn.
And then somebody commented on the picture of that or something. It was like, have you been tweaking?
Oh, fuck.
Like, you know, like crackheads and shit, you know. Lose a bunch of weight.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, but I mean, does it look like he's been tweaking?
It's possible. I mean, he has done drugs before, like that.
Yeah. True.
Like, he made a song or something about the first day he was off of, what was it? Amphetamines or whatever the fuck I should have. I don't know, whatever the fuck I should have. But he made a song about it, how, like, you know, it was crazy and, you know, hard from the, you know, face that first day not being on it.
Damn.
Yeah, he made some crazy shit, but, I don't know, it's probably not the reason. He probably just, you know, lost weight. Hopefully the healthy way.
Yeah, hopefully.
Unlike Chris and his crick.
Wow. Oh, no response from Chris about that one.
I know, right?
I guess that means we could take that as he actually does crack.
No, I guess you could take it as I was just drinking on some rum, so I didn't really give a fuck to his comment.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, Chris, for you, rum is crack, so there you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
What were you saying? You were cutting out there, man.
I say no, it's actually whiskey, not rum.
Well, okay, fine. The whiskey is your crack either way, so there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we lost Adam.
I guess we can end this then.
Yeah. I'm gonna go pass the fuck out.
And we're gone.
Peace.